I realized that my gloss as chief economist, head of economics and regional planning, was not the simple deception of a rug dealer, not something of which a buyer can beware. It was part of a sinister system aimed not at outfoxing an unsuspecting customer, but rather at promoting the most subtle and effective form of imperialism the world has ever known. Every one of the people on my staff also held a title: financial analyst, sociologist, economist, lead economist, econometrician, shadow pricing expert, and so forth. And yet, none of those titles indicated that every one of them was, in his or her own way, an EHM, that every one of them was serving the interests of global empire. Nor did the fact of those titles among my staff suggest that we were just the tip of the iceberg. Every major international company, from ones that marketed shoes and sporting goods to those that manufactured heavy equipment, had its own EHM equivalents. The march had begun, and it was rapidly encircling the planet. The hoods had discarded their leather jackets, dressed up in business suits, and taken on an air of respectability. Men and women were descending from corporate headquarters in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, London, and Tokyo, streaming across every continent to convince corrupt politicians to allow their countries to be shackled to the corporatocracy, and to induce desperate people to sell their bodies to sweatshops and assembly lines. It was disturbing to understand that the unspoken details behind the written words of my resume and of that article defined a world of smoke and mirrors intended to keep us all shackled to a system that is morally repugnant and ultimately self-destructive. By getting me to read between the lines, Paula had nudged me to take one more step along a path that would ultimately transform my life.